I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. The Taliban marched into Kabul's airport just hours after the final U.S. troops left Afghanistan, a withdrawal that ended America's longest war. The State Department says fewer than 200 Americans who want to leave Afghanistan are still there. What happens to them? The AP's Sagar Magani.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's closer to 100, and the Biden administration will keep working to get them out, perhaps through charter flights or via land crossings. President Biden has told Blinken to work with international partners in holding the Taliban to their promise of safe passage for those who want to leave.
Hurricane Ida knocked out power to more than a million homes and businesses in Louisiana and Mississippi, including all of New Orleans. 25,000 utility workers are in the region to help restore electricity, and more are on the way. But officials warn it could be weeks before the power grid's repaired. I'm Rita Foley.